You're listening to SBS News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says whilst he appreciates international sanctions on Russia and the expulsion of Russian diplomats following alleged war crimes in Ukraine, efforts are still not enough to stop Russia's invasion.
If sanctions had really worked at 100%, then it wouldn't have been necessary to explain their importance in such a detailed and meticulous way. That's why I underline once again that we need more sanctions, more courageous sanctions. Courage and utility must be the criteria to assess the decisions.
Mr. Zelensky has condemned the Russian government's denial of the war crimes, including the reported findings of mass graves with the bodies of executed Ukrainian civilians bearing evidence they'd been tortured before their deaths. The Russian government has repeatedly claimed evidence of the war crimes were staged, but Ukrainian residents in Bucha maintain they are genuine. Natalia Kovkrak says a civilian was killed in her house by Russian soldiers.
He opened the door to Russian soldiers. They were knocking down the doors. He opened it and was killed by the butt of the rifle.
Irina Poliznik explains how her neighbour Leonia was killed after he said he was not the enemy and simply going to the toilet.
No one walks here. Leonia was killed here. It's a nightmare. I wish no one would live through this. When all of this is happening in front of you, shelling, houses shaking, people you know get shot in front of you, it cannot be expressed. When you live by schedule, they allow you to go out only when they want. Sometimes they just wouldn't let us out. And men did not go out at all. We didn't let them. Because we saw bodies of men on the streets. Men, men, men.
Journalists in Bucha have confirmed reports of mass graves and say they have seen remains in body bags. The local cemetery manager says he's collected around 300 bodies so far, some of which had been burnt in bundled groups. As a response to the alleged war crimes, the United Nations General Assembly voted to suspend Russia from the UN Human Rights Council. Following the suspension, Russia announced it was quitting the Human Rights Council altogether. Russia's UN ambassador, Gennady Kuzmin, has told the General Assembly there are countries that voted in favour of the resolution that are guilty of rights abuses themselves.
The Russian Federation considers the resolution adopted by the General Assembly on the suspension of the membership of the Russian Federation in the Human Rights Council as an illegitimate and politically motivated step with the aim of demonstratively punishing a sovereign member state of the UN conducting an independent domestic and foreign policy.
Amid concerns Russia is planning to launch a fresh attack on the eastern Donbass region, NATO member countries have agreed to increase weapon supplies to Ukraine. Ukraine's Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba had urged NATO foreign ministers to expedite weapons supply to his country, saying they're needed now or more people will die.
The battle for Donbas will remind you of Second World War, with large operations, maneuvers, involvement of thousands of tanks, armored vehicles, planes, artillery. This will not be a local operation based on what we see in Russia's preparations to it.
The Ukrainian Prime Minister has warned the situation in the Ukrainian town of Borodyanka is significantly more dreadful than that in Bucha, alleging more war crimes committed by Russian forces. Tom Kennedy, SBS News.